God is not only gracious and forgiving. God is merciful. God is rich in grace even to those who mistreat us. God would rather help than harm those who mistreat others. Because God is often not willing that any should perish or be harshly punished, He may choose to or He may elect to deal with those who mistreat others in gentle, subtle ways, or in mysterious ways using gentle divine adjustments. Therefore, instead of getting mad about mistreatment, or letting any mistreatment that occurs cause you to hold a grudge, a better thing to do is to pray about any mistreatment you experience. Ask God to give gentle, non-violent, and non-harming adjustments in circumstances that have caused you to be mistreated. Praying like that will empower God to help you, and it will empower God to help them. Your simple prayers may prompt God to help those who mistreat you to see things differently. Your simple prayers may encourage God to help those who mistreat you to feel differently about how they behave and interact with others. Your simple prayers could prompt those who mistreat you to approach you and ask for forgiveness for their past behavior. Either way, God chooses to respond. God's response will be good. Because when you pray, you get the monkey of mistreatment off of your back and you drop the monkey in God's lap so that God now has to deal with it to fix it. God now has to change it, alter it, or help it. Praying like this brings on the scene divine help that will help make things better in the long run. Divine help when you have been mistreated often makes differences that you can't. Give God your mistreatment. Let God deal with it. That way you can be freed up to go on, stay on and pray on with God so that you can get all that God has for you. No one likes being mistreated. No one wants to feel abused, disrespected, talked down to, or lorded over. But there will always be those who just loves to do this. So let's all give them some help so that they will change. Use the three suggestions I gave you in this audio to help bring about change. Listen to this audio over and over again. If you can't remember what I said, make yourself sticky notes of what to do when faced with circumstances that cause you to be mistreated. It is in this way you will be armed and protected when the ugly actions of mistreatment occurs. Then you can go through it and emerge from it victorious simply because you listened to, remembered, and acted on the suggestions in this audio to defeat mistreating circumstances. Mistreatment is not acceptable. Let's help God change it. Let's do our part by praying, so that God can do His part and fix it. I never personally mistreat anyone. I treat everyone the way that I would want to be treated. How about you? Do you go around mistreating others? Do you talk down to others? Or try to treat them bad when they encounter you? I bet you don't mistreat others either. But since there are a lot of folks that have not learned that they should not mistreat others, we must all learn to arm ourselves for battle when we encounter mistreatment, or when we are stuck in circumstances causing mistreatment. Don't let mistreatment win. You can defeat the mistreatment that occurs on jobs, in families, in business, in the government, in the political system, in the world systems, and in the economy if you follow the steps listed in this audio. Because God will work to defeat it if you will. I hope you have enjoyed this audio. I hope you learned something that will help you deal with those who mistreat others. If you have been blessed by this revelation knowledge, go to wendyevans.org and give us a donation. Your donation of $20, $40, $100 or more will continue to help us be able to help you. Remember, the gospel is free, but the methods to deliver it to you is not free. So bless us because we keep blessing you. Help us because we have helped you. Do this. Let God bless you in return because you gave to us, because we are educating you, inspiring you, and helping you go on. And finally, email or message us and let us know if you have any questions, suggestions, or any topics you would like to see us address that will help you get your life fixed. Due to huge volumes of mail, all inquiries cannot be responded to, but let us know your ideas, we might could help.